Translation. Sanjaya said, O king, after looking over the army gathered by the sons of Pandu, King Duryodhana went to his teacher and began to speak the following words.
So Dhritarashtra inquired from Sanjaya, Kim akurvat? After my sons and my brother's sons assembled together for fighting, what did they do? This was the inquiry. So, to encourage him, because Sanjaya could understand the feelings of his master, that he wanted the fight, no compromise. Kshatriya spirit, let my sons and my brother's sons fight. That is Kshatriya spirit. My sons are 100 in number and they are only 5. So certainly my sons will come out victorious and then the kingdom is assured. That was his plan. So Sanjaya, his secretary, could understand the feeling. Of course, at last, he informed differently. Jatra, Jogeshwaroham. At last, he described, my dear sir, you do not expect victory. It is not possible. Because the other side is Krishna, Jatra Jogeshwara Hari, and the fighter, Arjuna. So it is beyond your expectation of victory. But in the beginning, he says, don't be discouraged. There was no compromise. Immediately, your son, Duryodhana, and he's addressing himself as Raja, because Dhritarashtra will be encouraged when at least he thinks of his son becoming the king. Therefore, he said, Raja. So, Drishtva to Pandavani. Duryodhana did not expect that the Pandavas would be able to accomplish military strength so nicely, because they were bereft of all sources. Their kingdom was taken away, their money was usurped, they were sent into the forest, so many tribulations. But the foolish Duryodhana did not know that above all there was Krishna on that side, that he could not calculate. Therefore, when he saw the Pandavas are well equipped with good number of soldiers, Pandavanikam, he was a little surprised. How they could gather so many soldiers. So immediately, to consult the commander-in-chief, Dronacharya. Dronacharya was everyone's teacher. Acharya. Acharya means teacher. Acharya Mamasangam. The military teacher. Dronacharya. He was military teacher of the Pandavas also. When all of them were children, they were given under the instruction of Dronacharya. Dronacharya was Brahman, but he knew the military art. Therefore, he was appointed teacher for all the boys, the Kaurava. So, Acharya, Dronacharya joined with Duryodhana. Bhishma then joined with Duryodhana. None of them joined with Arjuna, because Arjuna or Maharaj Yudhishthira was not king at that time. The financial control was not in their hands, and these people, sons of Dhritarashtra, they were on the government political power. The financial control was in their hand. So they were giving enough money for maintenance. So Dronacharya and Bhishma Dev, so they felt obliged. Of course, they knew everything, but externally they felt obligation. Arjuna, I am getting money from Duryodhana. So in this point of danger, if I do not join him, it does not look well. I am getting financial maintenance. Of course, Arjuna did not ask him. Arjuna was satisfied with Krishna. That's all. Krishna also divided himself, because it is family court. So he said, I cannot take part with anyone. And even if I take part, side of any of you, I shall not fight. Directly I shall not fight. I may be on your side or that side, but I will not fight. Still, Arjuna was satisfied. So, Krishna, in order to satisfy Arjuna, that I shall not fight, but I shall become your chariot. I shall drive your chariot. So in this way, the battle was arranged, and when Dhritarashtra inquired, Kim apurvata Sanjaya, what did they do? He says, so don't be disappointed. There was no compromise. Immediately your son, after seeing the military arrangement of the Pandavas, he was surprised and immediately went to Dronacharya. He is the commander-in-chief appointed first. What to do? Raja vachanam abravid. Then he began to speak, to inform Dronacharya.